In Blacksburg, Virginia, it was a day like none other. A university campus terrorized. The numbers of dead and wounded sound more like a war report on a bad day than an account of a morning at Virginia Tech. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And in this part of All Things Considered, more on the shootings that claimed more than 30 lives. Moments ago, Virginia Tech President Charles Steger spoke about the tragedy.
It is now confirmed that we have 31 deaths from the Norris Hall, including the gunman. 15 other victims are being treated at local hospitals in the Roanoke and New River Valleys. There are 2 confirmed deaths from the shooting in Ambler Johnson Dormitory, in addition to the 31 at Norris Hall.
Well, joining us now is NPR's Laura Sullivan. And Laura, the news conference is still underway at Virginia Tech. What do we know so far about the events there today?
What we know so far is that at 7:15 this morning, a gunman walked into a dorm room at one of the campus's largest dorm halls and shot 2 people. And police were called to the scene about 7:30. And as they were investigating that tragedy, 2 hours later, at least 20 people were shot in a classroom, and 30 people were shot in the building that the classroom is in. There are reports that I have confirmed from several sources that he chained the doors of the building so a number of the students couldn't get out, and that he also shot himself so badly that they have been unable to identify who he is, and he didn't have any ID on him.
President of the university said he carried no ID. The 2 incidents, the 2 shootings, one assumes they're related, but I gather that's not accepted as necessarily the case.
The campus police chief says that they haven't absolutely confirmed that the 2 are related, but they're not looking for anybody else, and they don't have anybody else in custody. So by all accounts, it suggests that it is the same shooter.
So 2 incidents, 2 hours apart. What accounts, if we know, for the gap between those 2 events?
That is a question a lot of people on campus are asking right now. Why did it take 2 hours for this gunman to be able to be running around campus with what apparently was a lot of weapons? And the police say because they did not realize that what happened in the dorm was not a self-contained incident. They thought it may have been a domestic shooting or something very specific.
And we have no idea what this person might have done during those 2 hours.
Exactly. His whereabouts are completely unaccounted for. But we do know that emails did not go out to students until 9:26, and that the emergency bullhorn system didn't happen until 10, which is long after the shootings were even over.
Now, as you've said, the gunman, or the person who's presumed to be the gunman, has not been identified yet. And the university is not yet releasing names of the victims.
Right. We don't know who the victims are yet. Some of them have been very difficult to identify as well because the scene was so gruesome and it was apparently quite a massacre. And on top of that, we don't know how many professors versus how many students were shot. But we do know that there were multiple weapons used and that the ATF right now is investigating those weapons and trying to determine where they came from, who they belong to, and where the shooter may have accumulated them.
Multiple weapons, but so far no implication of multiple gunmen.
Exactly. Only 1 gunman so far.
Okay, Laura, thank you. It's NPR's Laura Sullivan, who has been tracking events down at Blacksburg, Virginia, and Virginia Tech from our newsroom here in Washington.